When the world passes you by, without giving you what you think you're due, what you're owed, you have one choice. You can either be bitter, that you didn't get the life that you imagined you were supposed to have, or you can improvise. And you, my love, stopped improvising. Welcome to Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh Datta, and today I'm going to tell you basically how I've been staying on the right side of sane during this mandatory lockdown that we're going through in India right now. But I didn't mean to make it sound so sad and bad. It's not sad and bad. It is the farthest thing from sad and bad. I don't know why I'm saying sad and bad like they're equals. What you heard me say in the little, well, let's call it cold open, because that's, I guess that's the technical term, or the thing you put before the intro. It's something I wrote last night, or technically earlier this morning. It was one of my 4 a.m. ideas. The thing I think of that I have no idea where it comes from. And I just open my laptop. In this case, my laptop was already open. Because we are living in different times. And 4 a.m. is part of my regular workday right now. Today is, right now, it's about 1 a.m. on the night of March 31st. So it's technically now April 1st. So I guess this is an April Fool's episode. But it's not. Unless there could be a meaning about that in the thing I just read out loud to you. That's a thing in the upcoming, why would I say upcoming for something that I haven't even written yet? In the work in progress novel that I am working on called Six Scenes from a Marriage. If you're new to this show, welcome. I'm glad that you're spending the next few minutes listening to me talk about writing, talk about the creative process. That's what I kind of do. This is season 3 of the show. I think we're in episode 4. I haven't made a show in a while. Clearly, not the thing everyone's been waiting for, and not the thing that I kind of wanted to even put out during this crisis that's going on worldwide. But I wanted to talk to you today because I'm struggling with being creative during this period. And I figured if you listen to this show, you are interested in stories, you're interested in how they work, you're interested in telling stories yourself, possibly. And if you use Launchora, then you know, you have reached out to me. People have been reaching out to me, asking me if what I'm working on and what I'm writing and why there's no new story talking. So here I am, back for, I guess, a slightly popular demand. Before I go on to really talk about the main topic of this episode, I just want to acknowledge that the last time we spoke, the last time as in I spoke to you using this podcast, I told you that I had a new show out called Natakshala, which is a Hindi audio play show. We had the first episode come out on March 13th, which was, I guess, about 19 days ago, 19 days ago. And it's been amazing. I've gotten so many people have reached out and told me what they thought. They've sent me messages on Launchora, on Instagram, on Facebook. And it's truly been just the perfect little, you know, little nuggets of good news that you can get during this, what is clearly a scary time. Speaking of scary time, Visionary, one of our podcasts hosted by Swati Rawat, is doing a very special episode coming up in a few days on the COVID-19 virus, speaking to a doctor in California who happens to be my very good friend, Purnima Bajwa. Hi, Purnima, if you're listening to this. Dr. Purnima Bajwa, I apologize. No, it's not that she wants me to say that. I want to say that because she's a professional and she's doing a great job being the front line of defense to this virus in California. And she's going to be sharing a lot of amazing content in terms of what you should be worried about, what you shouldn't be worried about, fake, you know, little things that you read on WhatsApp that, oh, maybe this will help me be immune and all of that. So all of that's coming on a very special episode of Visionary very soon. Okay, now let's talk about something that's not at all serious. Divorce. That is the first chapter of the novel that I'm writing. It starts, the novel starts with the sentence, I want a divorce. Now, really, really amazing and crazy fans of mine will know that that's the title of a story I wrote 5 years ago. It was called I Want a Divorce. You can read it on Launchora right now if you want. You can Google it. Just type I Want a Divorce Launchora or I Want a Divorce Laksh. And that's weird that I would say that as a sentence, as if I want someone to say that to me, right? So it's not what I'm writing now. It's not related to that story, but that story is kind of like, it's my little wink in my first draft to that story. It may not, everything I'm about to tell you as I write this novel, I'm only going to discuss this first draft process that I'm going through because that's something that I wish existed for me to listen to. And I try to find it. And I do listen to amazing writers who share what they go through as they do it. And this is for people who follow me, who follow the stuff I write, and who are on Launchora sitting there trying to distract themselves and tell stories and write about things. So if you don't know what my novel's about, it's called Six Scenes from a Marriage. So that's what it's going to be. The first scene that I'm writing is the last scene. It's scene number 6. And I, as of right now, I'm imagining that to be the first scene you read as a reader. So it starts with, I want a divorce. And in over the course of the last week, I basically want to tell you about how I have structured my writing routine right now. So on Sunday, the day of the one-day lockdown that India had, March 22nd, I was sitting on my laptop and I was like, I really need to take... They hadn't announced the 3-week lockdown yet, but it was assumed that something was going to happen. And I had been home for about a week. I hadn't left my house in a week. And I was starting to feel just very demotivated and not uncreative, but it felt like creativity was on a vacation too. Or was just not in the same room as me. So I was feeling demotivated, and I figured, you know what? I talked about this in the last episode, that I was tracking this marriage, this story, this couple, in an Excel sheet on Google. And I opened it up, and I was like, why can't I use this Excel sheet to do exactly what I was doing, but in terms of my writing progress? So I started making this Excel file, where I wrote down week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, and starting with the week starting on March 23rd, so that was going to be a Monday, I was going to report every Monday what I did the previous week and what I was going to do this week. So that Monday ended, the first Monday happened, the first week ended yesterday on March 30th, and what I had written was on March 23rd, is that this week I'm going to do this, and this is what I've done so far. So I made a list of all my chapters, which are scenes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I wrote down, this is what I've written so far, And this is the chapters I'm going to focus on this week. And this is what I hope I can accomplish this week. So I wrote down that I'm going to try to... Scene 6, which is the last scene of the chronology, but the first scene for readers, was the scene I had written the most words in. And putting that down in Excel kind of just made me give myself a starting point. That, you know what, I've figured out enough of these two people to start writing the story now. I don't know so much about them still. So why don't I start at the end, because that's what I want the reader's experience to be. And then I'll know more about them. And that'll be enough for me to know what to write after that section. So over the course of the week, I had a very weird, I'm not recommending this to anyone. I had a very weird writing schedule. I pretty much only wrote between 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. And it wasn't always all 3 hours. I started, I'm going to sound like an old person right now, even though I'm not that old, I'm 30. But I started having trouble. No, I wouldn't be able to write in my bed anymore because of my posture. So I started writing on a desk. I'm recording in my study room, I guess, in my home where I have a desk. So I started writing on this, and so I would only be able to sit for a certain amount of time before I'd have to get in bed and try to sleep, which has also been very difficult during this time because there's no schedules. You don't know what days are anymore. So anyway, I started writing. I think out of the Tuesday night, I started writing. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then yesterday was Monday night. I think I wrote maybe 3 or 4 of those nights. And I have now finished the first draft of the scene 6, which is the first thing you're going to read as the reader. And it's about 5,300 words. It's going to be more. It's definitely not the scene you're going to read when the book is actually in your hands or in your Kindle or whatever you prefer. The thing is, like as I was saying, that I don't know. I only know where I want it to end right now. I don't know the rest of their story. And the ending can only tell me a little bit. But I think what I wanted to do, and I think I accomplished during this process of following the schedule, was that I have the starting point of where I want things to end. I know who these people are now in present time, you know, like in their, I'm guessing, late 40s. And I've given myself a lot of leeway. So they're going to talk about broad things in this version of the scene. And as I write the rest of their story, I'm going to start putting in the clues. And that's the one keyword actually that I started using a lot in the last week is clues. I'm going to put clues for myself and then hopefully for the reader, because there's going to be a mystery element to the reading experience, which I'll get to at some point. But the thing that I wanted to just talk about in this little episode that I hope is not too long, we're running at 14 minutes. Okay, it's going to be a little long, but the process of dividing up the next 10 weeks. So I have a 10-week structure right now where every week I'm going to mark my goal. And then the next week, I'm going to see how well I did against that goal. This is actually something that I used to use when Launchura was its own full staff. We would have this thing every day called the stand-up. And it was a digital little meeting we would do online on Slack, which was our communication tool, where every day at 11 or noon, this little bot would ask every employee in the company, "What did you do yesterday? Question one. Question two, what are you going to do today? And question three, what's standing in your way for you to do that task?" And you had to answer, what did you do yesterday? What are you going to do today? And is there anything stopping you from doing that today? So this was a way for me to track who in my team was actually meeting their daily goals. And the purpose there is not to make people feel like they're not accomplishing enough. The purpose there is to put realistic task lists every day. One thing that I certainly know that many of you are going through, I'm imagining, and also because you're telling me on Launchora, is that you don't know how to focus when you're supposed to just sit at home all day. Because if you're working individual, you don't know when to put your laptop down or put your phones down or start studying. If you're a student, you don't know when is the right time to focus on creativity, when is the right time to consume creativity. And putting this process, putting this weekly schedule, was my way of not putting myself in some sort of cage or limitations. I would say it was to give myself guidelines, or maybe more like a grid, that this is the playground that I want to play with, and I want to do it within this time range. So that's worked out so far for me this week. I have no idea what next week is going to be like. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a weekly episode for Story Talking, just in case I don't end up accomplishing much. But if I put something on next week, you'll know that maybe something did or didn't work. But here's the takeaway that I want to end on, which is bringing it back to what I said in the beginning. The reason I told you that line that I wrote, I actually wrote that line because I thought that was the next line. That was the first line of the next scene after you finish scene 6 as you're reading. And once I wrote it, I realized I was, obviously, all my characters are always just talking to me first, and then they talk to each other. So of course there was some hidden message there that I was sending myself about me not improvising, especially in this current time where we're living in through such uncertain times that our creative side can sometimes feel like it doesn't know what to do and it needs direction. And as much as I'm a fan of, you know, you should do whatever you want and not force yourself to be creative or whatever, it was important for me to hear or actually read myself when I typed it, because I usually type faster than I read. When I wrote down that you stopped improvising, I realized that there was no use of making excuses or complaining during this period, especially when it comes to creativity, because we're living in through a different time. We haven't done this before. So when you feel like you're in a position where you're not supposed to be there, you can either be bitter or you can improvise. And I realized as soon as I wrote that line that what I thought the structure of the rest of the novel was going to be is going to change. Because the structure I had in mind before only existed as a placeholder structure because I hadn't written the first scene. And now that I've written the first scene, I have more ideas for, I have better ideas for where the story goes from here. So that's what I wanted to share with this episode. I'm trying, just like all of you, to stay healthy, stay sane, and stay creative. So just keep doing what you're doing. I know people are using Launchora more during this period, so I mean that's made me kind of happy that people are sharing what they're going through and writing, even if it's silly stuff, even if it has nothing to do with current events. Just putting things out, writing them down, it's usually a good sign. It's usually something that you want to talk to yourself about. So let that happen. And I'm going to keep doing that. Let's see where this novel goes from here. As for Natak Shala listeners, if you've heard that show, I'm going to do a little behind the scenes. I'm going to do it in Hindi because the show is in Hindi. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I've never really talked solo, fully in Hindi. And so I don't know. I'm going to make that, and I'm going to release it sometime, probably in the next 2 weeks. So, oh, also, if you're, if you haven't heard the show yet, it's on all platforms. It's on Apple, Google, Spotify, JioSaavn. We're on Gaana as well right now. Took us a little time to get on the platform because of the, you know, lockdown and all of that. People working from home, but we're on the Gaana app. In the title, you can search for Natakshala, Natakshala. Also on a new app called Pratilipi FM. It's an audio stories platform. Just it's in a bunch of places and doing way better than I anticipated. It beat the English show numbers already. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's already double the amount of people that have listened to Ek Aakhri Raat Mera Ke Saath, the full play. Is in 18 days already double When More Night with Meera, which came out in January. So I'm blown away. If you've heard it, thank you so much. If you haven't heard it, please go check it out. And once again, this is Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh Datta, and I wish you to be safe wherever you are, and keep telling stories, keep sharing stories. I'll see you in the next one.